confident, brave new world, Athens didn't seek to suppress this new spirit of inquiry. The city became a magnet for innovation, thanks in large part to the man who would dominate Athenian politics for almost half of Socrates' life, the visionary politician Pericles. He gathered thinkers and artists to advise him and set about making democracy the dominant ideology in the Greek world. He glorified the streets with sumptuous statues and fetishized democratic principles. Athens built warships called Freedom and Freedom of Speech. Yet Socrates would understand all this success had its flip side. Democracy's high ideals would need to be interrogated. A later source tells us that Socrates declared, "Beautiful statues, high city walls and warships are all very well, but what's the point if those within them aren't happy?" So we have to imagine a young Socrates walking around this fabulous, febrile city, beginning to ask those big questions that are still utterly relevant today. Is wealth a good thing? Can a democracy itself create a just society? What is it that makes us truly happy?